All three daily prayer gatherings, as well as those of the Sabbath and the holidays, contain a central prayer comprised of 19 blessings. Well, on weekdays, it's 19 blessings. On the holidays, a smaller number. This major prayer is known in Hebrew as the Amidah, the prayer said while standing. And it contains, as I said, in weekdays, 19 blessings or benedictions that detail God's attributes: reviver of the dead, dispenser of wisdom, builder of Jerusalem. The concluding blessing praises God, who blesses his people Israel with peace. The Amidah projects prayer not merely as a list of praises and requests of God, but as a public declaration of the national and religious aspirations of the Jewish community. And I think that a study of Jewish prayer would probably be the ideal way of examining Jewish self-identity. It's critical to know what people aspire to, what they're hoping for. In the morning and evening service, the Amidah was preceded by the recitation of three chapters from the Torah, one from Deuteronomy chapter 6, the other from Deuteronomy chapter 11, and a third chapter, Numbers chapter 15. These chapters, together, frequently are considered the ultimate affirmation of the Jewish faith. The opening line of that first chapter from Deuteronomy that I mentioned is, in Hebrew, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. And the Hebrew words that open the scripture, Shema Yisrael, determine the name of the entire prayer. It is known as the Shema, or the Shema prayer. This prayer, the Shema, assumed an importance far beyond daily prayer. It is, if possible, if only possible, the ideal prayer that a dying man, or dying person rather, should recite just as the soul is about to depart. It also became the affirmation of faith recited by martyrs throughout Jewish history, beginning with the rabbinic period, beginning with the second century, and most recently during the Holocaust. In fact, there is a beautiful story in the Talmud that describes one of the rabbis, Akiva, about to be taken out to death. He is reciting the Shema, and he gets to a scripture that says, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul. And he expounds the word with all your soul, even if he takes your soul. And his disciples are in awe. Rabbi, how can you maintain your complacency as you were about to be a martyr? And he says, all my life I used to recite this prayer with all your soul, even if he takes your soul. And I used to ask myself, when will this actually be required of me? And now that it is required of me, how can I resist? And so this became the prototype for martyrdom. It is interesting that in an email sent, we mentioned him in an earlier lecture, by the Israeli astronaut Ilan Ramon, in an email sent on the 12th day of his flight into space, he wrote to the president of Israel the following words. From space, I could easily spot Jerusalem, and while looking at Jerusalem, our capital, I prayed just one short prayer. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, hear, O Israel. Signed, Ilan Ramon, Space Shuttle Columbia, Day 12 in space. The Shema prayer contains two chapters of the Bible that allude to particular articles that are worn by Jews as they pray. The Bible in Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 18 says that ye shall place my words in your heart and in your soul. And then it says, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, and that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And the rabbis understood this scripture to refer to what is commonly known in Hebrew as tefillin,